Nathan's Gurr alongside Matt Wilhelm here with your Browns game preview for Week 11 at home against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Browns still in search of their first victory on the year. The Steelers coming in having lost four in a row. Their playoff hopes certainly on the line. And for the Browns, it's going to be tough. It's going to be snowing. They're playing against a very good offense, but maybe the elements will help them slow down the trio of Roethlisberger, Bell, and Brown.
Absolutely. And I think for the most part, I think it's predicated. Big Ben knows how to play in the snow. He knows how to play in weather. This is a team that's gone deep into the playoffs and has won Super Bowls led by Big Ben. But their ability to run the football and catch the football and score the points, I think, that the Pittsburgh Steelers know they have to score to win some of these football games. So on the flip side, can Cody Kessler and this offense with Terrell Pryor, Corey Coleman, and getting that running game going, put points on the board to make it a contest that we think is winnable for the Cleveland Browns?
Well, to put points on the board, that's a good thing. If you can run the football, that's not only a good thing because it means you're getting that ground game going, but it's keeping Ben and company off the field. Some interesting stats. The Steelers this year have not won a game in which they trailed at halftime. The Steelers are 1-4 in games where they trail in time of possession. So I think one of the big keys for this offense is to possess the football.
It definitely is, and how do we do that? We run the football, and I think we take our shots down the field, but maybe go back to some of the, you know, the understanding that we can dink and dunk and move those chains, get into the scoring zone, and then really strike and take advantage of our opportunities in the red zone. I think Gary Barnage is a guy, to me, that is due to have a breakout game, to be a fantasy, you know, fantasy team owner's dream kind of player.
We certainly hope so. Big play Gary, 9 touchdowns last year, still in search of his first touchdown this season. Could be a valuable weapon in the red zone. He talked about some of those 17, 20 play drives, really grind it out. And the Steelers will be without their best defensive lineman, Cam Hayward, done for the year. Rookie cornerback Artie Burns looks like he won't play, nor will they have wide receiver Marcus Wheaton. So they don't come in at full strength. The Browns need to capitalize, and we need you, Dog Pound, to be out there and be loud. Don't forget to bring your canned goods as well for the Browns food drive this Sunday and help your local community out. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for watching, and keep it tuned to CleanBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.